Time to chat with Mike Drysdale. He's an advertising expert. Mike, thank you so much for your time. How are you, mate?
Pleasure, Jared. Yeah, really good, mate. Thanks for having me.
No, not a drama at all. Really interesting to have a chat about this year's Australia Day lamb commercials, the Sam Kekovich ones. This has got to be the 13th or 14th year these have been running, surely. They've been going for a little while.
They've almost become a bit of an Australian institution by this stage, haven't they?
They have, really, yeah. It's such a smart, smart piece of advertising. It really is, because it obviously, it sells the whole premise of us going out there and, you know, buying lamb, but it doesn't either. Is that kind of how you pick up on it?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that what's really fascinating about this ad, I think this is about as close to blockbuster advertising that we do in Australia, really. They always put a lot of time and effort and energy into it, and it's kind of equal parts narrative and equal parts spectacle. And the kind of lamb is just there along the way. It's a part of the story. It's in the story. It always looks delicious when they pick it up and bring it into sort of focus. And in this instance, and in a lot of instances, they do directly talk about it, but it doesn't feel like an ad. Doesn't feel like they're saying, you know, we're throwing lamb out the door for $1. Come get some. It's still weaved into this narrative and this kind of almost movie feeling kind of story.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, this is the sweet spot advertising that you guys love in the advertising world, isn't it? When you get people talking about it, word of mouth, naturally, organically, chatting about your ad without you having to pay for the ad. Is that what you like?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, in the advertising industry, if you can be getting kind of free PR and conversations like this happening online, like, you have done your job. I think what's so fascinating and what they really nailed here is the cultural references. There are just, as soon as you start to hear or see things in an ad, and this one goes for 3 minutes long, the full length, but you start to see or hear things in an ad that you've thought about on the weekend, or you saw and you talked about with your friend on the weekend, it becomes infectious. You need to pay attention. You need to keep on watching it for the rest of the ad, because you want to see what else they say, and you want to see if it matches your experience or not. And there were so many funny ones in this one. I mean, it's like, from sports bubbles, Victorian lockdowns, French submarines, fruit-picking backpackers. And then there was that great moment of billionaires in space, Elon and Jeff talking about the lamb cloud. And I think my personal favorite was Australia being a fake country, the conspiracy theory over in America. That guy yelling out to his mom, I told you it was real.
The interesting thing with it is, obviously, usually this ad is all about Australia Day. Doesn't get a mention in this commercial.
Yeah, I thought that was absolutely fascinating. I mean, in terms of cultural references, that was one of the two notable omissions. Obviously, there was no mention of COVID either.
Yeah.
And I think that comes down to pandemic fatigue and not wanting to kind of have the negative connotations of mentioning the word. The virus that shall not be named. And then no mention of Australia Day, when really they did so much work to kind of make lamb synonymous with Australia Day initially, and now I guess they're just trying to make it synonymous with Australia because public sentiment has changed. And I think this is a big win for Change the Date, really, to have another huge brand, big brand, say, no, we don't really want to be associated with that anymore, because we see the tide, we see the way that it's changing.
Do you think that's going to be something that which we will see ramped up more and more over the next 12-24 months, is how businesses and advertisers navigate that sort of controversial viewpoint?
I think so. I mean, I think for a number of years, it was a cash cow. It was a chance to commercialize. And then, you know, I don't know if it was 3 or 4 years ago that the Triple J Hottest 100 changed. And then, you know, last year we saw Cricket Australia say that they weren't going to be playing cricket matches on Australia Day. And this year, Australian Lamb, I mean, to see these brands that, again, as I say, used to be synonymous, now saying we want to attach it to something else, whether that's just a general sense of, you know, Australiana without necessarily being linked to that day, or whether it's a deliberate step away and saying, like, we're anti-Australia Day, we're anti-January 26th. Brands are distancing themselves, and they only do that when they know that that's the way the public is going.
Yeah, very true. That's it. How do you juggle it with those potentially who, I guess, agree that it should be on the 26th, and then you get that those people offside? Is that an interesting sea to navigate as an advertiser?
Well, I think at this stage, people that still fall into that camp might be kind of seen as late adopters.
Yeah.
And there are still advertisers and brands that will go after that market. They know that their market is a late adopter market. They're comfortable with what they know, and they're comfortable with how it's always been done. Whereas you'll see brands that consider themselves more progressive, or brands that consider themselves to be chasing early adopters and neophytes, as we call them, people that are in love with the new, they'll be going with the sea change.
Yeah.
Just depends on who you're targeting as an audience.
And how do you think, you said before there's no mention of COVID in this commercial. Do you think we'll slowly see that removed from advertising the next 12 months as well?
Yeah, it's an interesting one. I mean, what was really, really funny was about sort of, not that much was funny at that time period, but about 2 months into COVID, there was a YouTube video that was made up which said that, its title was "Every COVID-19 Commercial is Exactly the Same." It had all of these videos that had somber piano music playing, footage of people looking out of windows, empty streets. Had slogans like "We've been with you for 25 years, always there for you, almost like family, we're there for you, together, safe at home," and you're just like seeing all of this montage of the same thing being pushed out again and again and again. And I think that, just like we've got pandemic fatigue, we've also got COVID advertising fatigue, and I just think nobody wants that connotation that closer to their brand. It's like everybody knows what we're talking about.
Yeah.
When they say "nice to see the Melburnians," it's like we know what you're talking about. But it's implicit. We don't have to be explicit about it.
Yeah, exactly. I think people just want some normality back again. Throw the cheesy jingles back at us, and that's life back to normal.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. We can bring back some reading, writing, hotline, and
yes.
13, 13, 32, Lugmobile. Let's go.
That's it. Love it. Mike, thank you so much for your time. A fascinating insight. Thank you.
No problem. Total pleasure.